Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Old Man in the Boat is a show about an old man in a boat. Previously on The Old Man in the Boat, the old man spoke to, well, let's see, a worm.
All right.
A raindrop.
Yeah.
A genie.
Hello.
A fish.
Hiya.
Three shadows.
Hiya.
Hello.
Can you see me?
And the sun.
Little old me.
Also, a seagull pooped in his beard. In this episode, the old man talks to his boat. I'm not sure why the boat hasn't spoken before. Maybe it just had nothing to say. Until now, the weather on the lake has been mainly pleasant, just like me. But now, dark clouds are boiling up on the horizon, and the placid ripples on the lake are beginning to churn up into frothy waves. A storm is approaching.
I fear we're in for some high seas, Cap'n.
Hello, boat. I think you might be right. I need to get my life jacket on. Should be down here somewhere. Ah, here it is. How are you feeling? Are you ready?
I'm always ready for anything, Cap'n. But I don't mind telling you, I have a bad feeling in me planks. This looks like a nasty one.
Very nasty indeed. Hey, worm, I'm afraid I don't have a tiny life jacket for you. How about I zip you in me pocket?
Blimey, the other day you were happy to spear me with a fishing hook and dangle me in front of a ravenous pike. Now you're all worried about my well-being.
Let's pop you in and I'll try not to squish you.
Worms, Cap'n. Strange creatures. Not a woodworm, is she?
No, she's an earthworm.
That'd be the only thing I'm scared of, Cap'n. Woodworm? That'd be the one thing every boat fears worse than storms. Even top-quality oak like mine can't stand up to a plague of wicked worm. Luckily, me planks are still strong, old as they are. You know, sometimes, on a still night, and if there's a full moon, I fancy I can hear that ancient oak whispering to me.
What does it say?
Oh, something like, this old man sitting in your belly is very heavy, can't you find a lighter one?
Really?
No, Cap'n, only joking.
Right, of course.
What it whispers to me on those mystical nights, Cap'n, is that I must float. Float, they whispers. Float, boat, float.
Sounds magical.
I ain't finished. Make a note. You must float, they mutters.
Right, so basically the same.
You're not a goat, so make sure you float. If you're gonna vote, vote float, boat. If you're boatin', always be a floatin', they must.
So, to sum up, they encourage you to float just in case you weren't aware of a boat's primary purpose.
That's about the size of it, Cap'n. Floating is why I exist. It is why I am here. I float. Therefore, I am a boat.
Nothing whispers to me. Well, maybe my stomach when I'm hungry.
Oh, what does it tell you?
Well, it tells me to eat something.
Very wise, Cap'n. Very wise.
But that's it. I mean, you know why you're here. I'm not sure why I'm here. Actually, humans spend a lot of time thinking about that.
Have you not worked it out, Cap'n? I mean to say you are pretty old. You have that old white beard, that old wrinkly face, those old tired eyes, that old saggy neck.
Yes, yes, all right, all right. Sorry, Cap'n. No, I haven't worked it out yet. Hey, Worm, can you hear me in there?
Loud and clear, unfortunately. Impossible to get any shut-eye with you rambling on all day.
If I asked you why you're here, what would you say?
Well, I'm here to aerate the soil so things can grow. I'm a vital part of the entire ecosystem. Well, I was, until someone turned me into fish bait.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. Do you see, boat? You're here to float. The worm is here to help plants grow. But what about me? What's my purpose?
I can't say I knows. Let me ask you this. What are you doing out here on this here lake?
Oh, I'm fishing and floating and talking.
You came out here to this here lake because you like doing them things, a fishing and a floating and a talking.
Yes. Well, also, I was hungry, but I'd run out of cheese.
Right. So what I be saying is, maybe those things are your purpose. To eat cheese, to go fishing, to float on the lake, to talk to worms and fish and boats.
Oh, it sounds very nice, but it feels there should be more to life than that.
Maybe you're thinking of it the wrong way round, Cap'n. Why would I be here if I didn't have you to sail in me?
And who would be saving my life from that epic storm if you weren't here?
I'd almost forgotten about the storm, Worm. It's nearly here. The waves are getting bigger.
Unlike the old man, I do know my purpose. My purpose is to be a narrator to what's happening to the old man in the boat, and to get you to think about what the old man has been saying to the worm, the seagull, and, you know all the rest. And in this episode, the old man has an important question, maybe the most important. Why are you here? Well, probably because you like the sound of my voice. But I mean, why are you here on Earth? Before you answer that, we need to stop, because the storm is about to hit the old man and his boat. And it's going to hit hard.
I bet you've seen a few storms in your time, boat.
Boy, that I have. Some terrible storms, Cap'n. I've lost friends to them storms. Good boats dragged down to Davy Jones's locker, never to be seen again. Except by fish, of course.
I'm sorry, old friend.
That's the power of Mother Nature, Cap'n. Arr, when she wants to blow, she'll blow hard. And when she wants to rain, she'll pour hard. And when she wants to be a bit on the chilly side, she'll be a bit on the chilly side.
Yeah, okay, I guess it.
We're at her mercy. No use trying to control her.
No, but we can try to be prepared. Get ready. Here comes a big wave.
Hang on, Cap'n.
Yes, sir. Oh, I almost went overboard.
Grab onto me timbers, Cap'n. Don't let go. I'll keep her as steady as I can.
Here comes another. It's bigger.
It's an angry one, Cap'n. Someone's upset Mother Nature here.
Was it you, Cap'n? What did you do?
It wasn't me. It's getting worse. I've never seen a storm like this, boat.
Oh, I'm not sure I am either, Cap'n. Here's another wave. Duck down. Hold on, Cap'n. Cap'n! Duck down!
The storm was a ferocious one. It tossed the old boat this way and that, and water poured in and drenched his insides. The old man's knuckles turned white as he clung to the boat for dear life. All he could see was water, and all he could hear was wind and rain and the faint sound of the old faithful boat imploring him to hold on.
Hold on, Cap'n.
Night drew in, and still the storm raged. The old man began to wonder if it would ever end. But all things, of course, do end eventually. And this episode is no exception. Bye. In the final episode of The Old Man and the Boat, did the old man, the boat, and the worm survive the storm? The Old Man and the Boat is a Message Heard production in collaboration with Fun Kids and supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.